Blog Talk Radio.
And you see the topic I sent you? Where we at?
Yeah, a little bit of that proposal and self-care and stuff.
Can't hear nothing.
You need a friend. And Jesus said, call my name, because I'll be there.
When you're down in trouble, you need some love and care. Ain't nothing, ain't nothing going right.
just love it. I love Summer Aretha Franklin, and I love that. I love that song there. It reminds me of the old-fashioned church service when everybody is just in harmony. I just love that part. It's just I love that song. I just want to thank everybody for joining us today here at Big Girl Talk with your host, Monica, and host, Serena. That's us, mother and daughter duo, mother and daughter team, mother and daughter partnership, mother and daughter friendship, sisterhood, sistership, and all the great and good stuff and above and beyond, mother and daughter journey, partner, path partner, all of that. How are you doing today, my beautiful sister and daughter? How are you doing? How are you feeling today?
And right back at you. I'm feeling, I don't know. I feel good. Mm-hmm. But also feel a weird turbulence. I think I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes as women, we are hardworking.
And rightly so.
Overexerted in what we're doing. Sometimes we are so concentrated on what we're doing, and we tend to overwork ourselves, not even realizing that we haven't taken care of ourselves. We're not taking care of ourselves correctly. So, of course, on that note.
That's interesting. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said
indeed,
that because
indeed.
You know why I think that's interesting? It's because a lot of times, a lot of us don't say, you know how someone says, hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And I think that more times than should ever be, people feel obligated to say, oh, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm all right.
I'm doing well. You should affirm, but when you're really not okay, you should say you're really not okay. You know, it's okay to not be okay. And it's just okay to not be okay at times. You can't completely, and again, I get affirming your life and affirming yourself. But when you know that you are not okay and you're speaking to a person that you can trust, and say everybody, but a person that you know you can trust, someone who has your best interest at heart, it is good to be able to be transparent, you know, in that light. Hey, I'm going to, you know, so, you know, me, I feel all kinds of things and all kinds of vectors of different energies and frequencies. And, you know, I tune into a lot of different things. And right within my own household, as a woman, we are the most educated and the most unhealthy. I've told that so many times. Most educated, most unhealthy. We endure the most. We just keep going. We even have it in our nature to just go, 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 go. Pain and all. Go, 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 go. You know, I can't go to the hospital. I remember on several different occasions I've told the doctors, I got to go home. I got to go to work. You won't be able to bill my insurance.
Yeah.
I got to go to work. You got to get up out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember you being at an appointment and they had found some things that you absolutely should have been in the hospital for, and we were both like, okay, no, you got to get out of there. You got to go to work.
Yeah.
You got some bills
to
pay.
Bills
I remember
pay,
that.
You know.
Right.
Yep.
All right. That leads me to the topic of our conversation for our listeners and those who are tuning in and those who will tune in later or hear this across the stream or when you're streaming or searching for a topic that may help you. And that's what we really hope that these conversations do, is bring some enlightenment and help and resources to your life. And part of our topic and discussion on tonight, we're just touching base on self-health, insight on self, and of course we're going to talk a little bit about that proposal because I think that it has a lot to do with it, but we're going to have conversations on those things and self-help and how you heal yourself and how to be healthy and then insight on yourself, because a lot of times we manifest what we're doing and how we judge ourselves according to how other people see us and what other people expect from us. And that's a very dangerous place to be, because without confidence and or certainty or clarity, you can be brought into so many situations that you don't belong in. Someone can decide who you are, where you should be, and who you should be with, the type of mother or parent or person you should be in any relationship, and that has nothing to do with you or person. And so that thing about with self-health and just what you were talking about when you were saying, no, I'm tired, the first thing that we have to do is acknowledge what's really going on. We have to acknowledge it. I think for me, one of the things that I found out, Monica, was acknowledging how I see myself and what I'm going to be doing in my health. Letting people direct your path. For me, if I allow someone to direct my path and decide or dictate what it is I'm supposed to be doing, that's not only just a level of dishonesty for me, but now I'm wasting someone else's time. So we absolutely have to be in our best state of mind when it comes to self-health and insight to who we are. If I don't know who I am, I need to be having several seats, and figuring out who I am. When you came on, because I'm expecting you, just to let you know how expectations go for anyone who's listening, especially the young ladies here in Chicago, and thank you for joining. Someone else just joined us too. Shout out. We have to understand that the insight in what we're doing and how we're doing it is so important to being honest with ourselves. When you came on the line and you said, and I said, hey, how you doing? Because, you know, I'm just finished listening to some Aretha Franklin, and you got a friend, and I'm about to get into my little spiritual little hype thing going on, you know. Mm-hmm. And I heard you say, I said, yes, so how you doing, Monica? And you said, not really that good. Tired. And I'm like, wait a minute, where your energy at? See, those are the expectations, right. And this is about being honest. Because if you're not feeling that, just because I'm feeling that kind of hype and you're not, doesn't mean you're not going to bring the energy to what you want to do and deliver to what you're saying. However, you have every right to not be well. You have every right to be tired. So, you know, if you can elaborate on some of those things that kind of got you worn out, and what are you doing about it?
Well, we got children, raising children, trying to keep a stable household, trying to keep up with just, you know, the everyday to and go as a woman. You know, you're running a household, you're trying to keep up with your household chores and making sure the children are attending to their, you know, their studies and or just, you know, keeping up behind just the simple portion. You have adolescence, you know, age differences and puberty. You know, as a mom, mm-hmm. you know, I balance a lot of different entities. And then also, you know, over the week, you know, we mm-hmm. were dealing with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, mm-hmm. the health issues, because you're overworking too. And then I'm overworking, and we're both working because we're trying to get them coins. We're trying to push and run our businesses. You know, we have all these missions and all these goals, and then we're trying to also pour into other people as well. And sometimes we need to be able to know when we can be our own armor bearer. We have to be able to set some type of standard or some type of a boundary that says, okay, take a day, take a moment. Take a breather.
Mm.
We run into a course of a course of a course of a course of a course. especially you. You know, I handle one aspect of our family, and then you handle another aspect of the family, and then you're the matriarch of the family. So it's not just me and my children, but we also have other children, and you're pushing and trying to make sure that everybody is good as the matriarch. Mm-hmm. And that can be tiresome, and it puts you in a situation where you were sick and didn't know what was going on, and then even taking you to the
guys, I had a mini stroke. Let's just tell the public what it is. And we've got a few other listeners just joined in. So for all of our family and you folks that join us on Zoom, they're in Chicago and all, I had a mini stroke. So just to give you some insight. Okay, we could call it that too.
Yeah.
We could call it that too.
They couldn't find anything else wrong with her.
Right. So, and I don't even claim it because, guys, I'm over here partying. So let me just give you guys a cap on why we're bringing up this conversation, because I just got out the hospital. My daughter was feeling some kind of sick too. Monica was feeling some kind of sick, our host. And so I'm over here dancing. I'm having a good time and partying. And I cannot help but to wonder, when you talk about your low energy and you're being tired, could you say that's contributing from the environment of the household or the environment of some of the people you speak to? What do you think is contributing to your low energy and your tiredness? What have you been able to place that with?
I say both.
Mm. Wow.
I say both because there are, you know, when you're dealing with people, whether you're or pouring into you, whatever the connection is, everything is connected. You have people who can drain your energy, and you have people who will add on to your energy. It all just depends. Mm-hmm. And then lately, I just found myself in such a pull, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to myself, okay, I have children, adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to boys in puberty and they're changing into a new version of themselves, you know, I don't think a single mother out here has not gone through the ringer with the boys beginning to develop or evolve, and they begin to act out, you know, due to their evolving. You know, and it can be really nerve-wracking. You know, you might want to, you know, put them in the hospital. They act up. They're disrespectful at times. You know, just the off course, and it throws the whole house off course. The gears of the clock no longer begin to work, you know, in sync. You know, something is a wedge somewhere stuck in one of the gears, and then so they start going haywire. Now the handles, the second hand doesn't quite rotate
what
like
you,
it should.
When you think about not just our ancestors and our generations beforehand, when we talk about, because I have to go here because I'm not criticizing any young woman or any mother or any father or anyone out there, but I just want us to kind of go to that place where there were women who had to get up, chop wood, cook, kill a chicken, deflower, what is it with the feathers on a chicken, had to take the feathers off of the chicken, boil the chicken, do whatever, had to go wash clothes in the basin, had to scrub, had to and make homemade biscuits from scratch, and then go to somebody else's house by 6 a.m. in the morning, clean their kitchen and toilets, then come back home, provide for their households and then their husbands. And some of these women had 5 children, some had 10, some only had 2. Some may have only had 1, and they did this thing, and they did it day in and day out, and they raised young black men. This is what I want everyone on the line to think about. They raised young black men, strong young black men. Some of these black men are our preachers, teachers, doctors, lawyers, police officers, prophets, and all kinds of stuff. They raised these young men. So when we speak about raising children and what these women did back in the day, what was it that they had that some of our people don't have today? Let's start with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
They had a whole
we
lot
can start
of that.
With prayer.
Yeah, well,
and
hold on.
Even
let's
with,
start
because
with prayer.
Even then, there were secular things going on even back in those days. You know, all the ancestors weren't all holier than thou, and you know, in church, not all of them. But you had unity, you had community, you also had what's missing even right now, the women of my era.
You had integrity. You had integrity.
You
too.
Had integrity.
See, let me tell you.
You had a village.
But let me tell you.
You had a village.
Let me tell you why. Right, but you had more than that. What about the women who didn't have that village? What about those who were really by themselves, especially for a season? Because don't forget that God will set a person aside by themselves for a season. And when they're going through something, they're doing that thing for a season by themselves. With Emmett Till, with the trauma that happened to him, there was nobody that went through that with his mother. She went through that situation alone. Alone. Because everyone could offer her sympathy. They could give her a little bit of empathy, but that pain she felt, she did that by herself. So the village didn't even matter, because it was the village that got him brought down to the place where he got murdered too. So let's talk about the village too. But I want to go back to this, because when we talk about prayer, there was another thing that that generation had before then too, besides the level of integrity. They had morality.
Taught how to prioritize.
Not just prioritize. No, let me go away from prioritize, because I'm trying to go someplace with this. Because a lot of young people, and I want you to get this too, not just as my daughter, but as a sister too, first, that mm-hmm. there was a thing that gave people that thing that said, this is how I hold on. This is how I get up and keep going. This is what I do. There was praise and worship. There was knowing that I can't do anything without God, period. Because if we think we're doing it by ourselves, then we're not doing it at all. We're not doing anything at all. Because, see, that's part of the trap when it comes to self-help and being able to take care of ourselves. People, we have to know that we're taking care of ourselves in God first. We have to know that this is what we're doing. This is why I'm able to sit here, dance, have a party, have a good time, and really, really have a great time and have some energy with it, because that absolutely comes first. So if you're in a situation and you're going through something, whether it's with your children, whether it's tiredness, whether it's not eating properly and or correctly, make some decisions that absolutely turn that around. And then turn, if you want to change the environment in your home, change mm-hmm. the atmosphere. The atmosphere begins with self and what you're saying, how you're saying it, and how you're talking. And when you want to speak to young kings, see, some of us women out there don't want to admit it, but if you act like a hoe, you're going to be a hoe, and you're not going to raise no king. If you're thinking like an average person, you're going to be average. Average women don't get offended nobody, but if you're average, you really not thinking like a queen, so you are a little limited about what you're going to do. Now, if you want to think yourself above average, let's think like a queen. A queen is going to treat everything with royalty. So when you're speaking to your people, and you're speaking to everybody, speak to everybody like they're royalty. Treat everybody like they're royalty, period. Other than that, then you're just moving on an average level. And I'm not saying that no one should be average. That's not my call, because I'm not God. But what you want is to be able to get the best out of everything that you do, especially when it comes to your home. If you don't think your home is royalty and a privileged place to be, then the atmosphere will never change. And for folks who don't clean their house and you don't have no money to get a housekeeper or maid, find something to do or someone that will help you to do it. Because if you got a messy, nasty, stinky, dirty house, nobody going to be happy. Everybody's going to be tired. And that's just the truth. That's just the truth. The energy is going to be low. It's just going to be low. So, okay. All right, I've said my piece. Monica, I wanted to stress that because I know people are hearing it, and I don't want people to grab and stay focused on the issue. I want people to focus on a solution, but also be able to relate. So I'm glad that you're being honest right. about where you are, but I also want people to understand that there is a solution. Yeah.
Yes, there's a solution.
Absolutely. And that's if our ancestors could do it, so can we. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think contributes to your... Go on. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
In this environment, we are able to be transparent. We are able to be ourselves and without judgment, without bias, you know. So here, this is our love center, you know, this is where we're pouring out or taking in. Either way, it just pays to be transparent. And I want to be able to give that without all the, you know, mind being perky. Because, you know, I have my days where I'm perky. And happy-go-lucky, I ain't had no coffee today, so I do have gratitude, and I am happy. I'm just real mellowed out right now. I'm just balancing out the energy, you know, and that's just where I am. I'm not angry,
and
I'm not.
You realize that you have not just every right and position to be where you are, and but make sure that you're doing everything that you possibly can to fight
energy.
To get to the place of rest. Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Definitely want to get rested because when you don't have enough rest, you are not thinking clearly. Next thing you know, you put in the roast beef that's supposed to be on the sandwich in the deep freezer. And you're putting ground beef on your sandwich with the mayonnaise raw. So.
Right. Okay. Did you do that today? Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that today. Because
I was looking for the roast beef. What happened to the roast beef? I was looking for it.
It is.
I wanted me a wrap.
Oh. We'll probably grab one later on for a little, you know, a pink snack. But.
Okay.
Well, no. You might want to eat an apple. Or orange. You're
okay.
Self care.
Tell me about it, right?
Yeah.
A wrap is healthy. That's healthy.
Yeah. When you eat at the right time, you know that the city does have a biological clock of how we should be eating. There's a time and a place for everything. And during this time, if we want a snack, we should be snacking leafy or even nuts.
Mm-hmm. Listen here, people, health is wealth, and wealth is health, period.
Yes.
And at my age, I'm understanding that. I want to switch gears just a little bit, Monica, with being misunderstood, because you and I were talking about this, and I personally believe that this is where a lot of your health is. And your how you expend your energy, and expectation. Do you feel at times, and can you connect with our audience about being misunderstood and how you've been misunderstood, even in our relationship? Because there's been times when I've misunderstood what you were saying or what your intentions were.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of it is my verbiage. And how I see things, how I perceive things is completely different. I don't know if there is a rubric for this, but it's like there's a process in how I think, and it is like all around and then back and then forward. And there's a process for how you think, and it's like the formulas literally go – your formula is ABC. You might be able to skip past DEF and even G and then HIJ. And for whatever reason, out of random whatever's going on, here I am, and my process is A, Z, 2, 4, 6, 100, 99, W, B, C, D. And then it goes,
okay.
Why? So it's and I think a lot of it too because is there's the era in how or when we were born. You grew up in an environment, never spent a day in the military, none of your life, but you were so militant. And when I was coming up, there was the structure of this militant thing. And I have some of the qualities, but then there were, you know, of course, there were some interruptions and whatnot in life. And so some of those things were lost. And I don't have all of the same qualities that you have. Of course, I think I can obtain them. But this is what I believe of amongst our young women right now, my generation and the ones after, we're not being taught to prioritize things. We're not being taught to manage things a certain way. We're not being taught management. We're not being taught, you know, self-help. We're not being taught, because back in the day, I believe our ancestors did it in a way where it was just, it's literally A, B, and C. It was second nature already. They were coming
out
of...
How about we're not being taught, and I don't want you to lose your train of thought, but some of us are not being taught how to do it being ourselves. It's okay, because we don't have to do it. Like, you don't have to do something my way or the way I do it, but we absolutely must manage. Management and order is fundamental to everything that we do. Let's forget household and raising children, but just being productive for your own self and your purpose. Whatever that purpose may be, don't let something or someone else, not your mama, not your daddy, not anybody, define that for you. I have always taught you that. Do not allow me to define that for you. I have always stressed that to you. And because that is so important, because then you could get confused trying to live up to someone else's expectations. That's hard. That's hard.
Right. And well, see, you had a lot of, and this is what I mean by, because I was, that's actually where I was heading. You see what I mean? Your brain goes, takes you right directly there, and I'm going around the globe collecting as I go. So don't mean I'm not going to get there. It just means I'm taking a different course in how I get there. When I think about, you know, our ancestors and the, you know, what was different then and what's different now is things have laxed a bit, you know, the things have shifted, you know, a lot of the things, like there's a period of accommodation, you know, the more that parents had or bore children as the years went through, it was, I'm not going to do this to my children. I'm not going to do that. You had a lot of, you know, hurt, you know, children, abused children, had a lot of strong children. You had people who raised the children right. You had older people who began to have wisdom. They may not have had that same wisdom when they had their children coming up, but then when they got to the grandchildren, you know, this is why grandparents are so important. You know, elders are so important, because over the years they've learned. By the time they finish going through raising children, now they understand the course and, you know, the mistakes and the recourse of what they've done as a parent. So now by the time they get to the grandbabies, it's like, oh, well, let me show you, you know, and the old wisdom, if we could get that, if we can take that wisdom and we can incorporate that with the younger people and their energy, we would be awesome. So when I think about it, they had no choice, you know, to do what they were doing. And that's what it was. There was nothing else to fall on except for work, regiment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, time frame, because you wasn't outside all hours of the night, because, you know, there were things that could happen.
The warfare hasn't changed, though. Look here, guys. The warfare hasn't changed. Spiritual warfare, it's still the same. It's just as profound now as it was when there was physical slavery. Enslavement is a device that and a trick that is used in spiritual warfare. So, you know, when we talk about natural warfare and the warfare that, you know, a country may fall into, that's one thing. But now we're talking about supernatural and spiritual warfare. It has not changed. This is why we have so many of our young men that are in jail, and or prison, and or falling by the fate of these crises and tragedies of being murdered by law enforcement and authorities. We have all kinds of unnatural events taking place. We've got young boys molesting their own sisters and or, you know, 14-year-olds raping 10-year-olds. And so the warfare hasn't changed. Don't get it twisted. There's no new tactic. It's all the same. It's meant to make you think that there's a difference. The only difference is the way we respond and what we do. What we do makes the difference. See, we could get stronger with the time or get weaker with the time. When I was defining the generations beforehand, those people were a lot stronger. Sister so-and-so didn't go lay down with brother so-and-so for a loaf of bread. Sister so-and-so got up and went in the kitchen and got some flour, or went and ironed her some clothes or washed somebody's laundry for 50 cents to get some bread. You understand what I'm saying? So there was a difference, and so people have gotten a little bit more lax, and things, if the more convenient things are, the lazier and that people get. And when I say that with all due respect, because there are many, many men and women who have fallen into situations that put them in the corner where they had to make a decision that we would normally not make at all. Many of us have been there. So I say that carefully. But that is the difference of what's going on today. And we have to define, where's my freedom spot? Who am I? How do I do it? What is my ideal self? Who is my ideal self? Who am I? Who am I supposed to be? Not what my mother said I'm supposed to be. Not what my father said I'm supposed to be. Not what the church said I'm supposed to be. Not what prophet so-and-so said I was supposed to be, or minister so-and-so, or mother so-and-so, or grandma so-and-so, or grandpa so-and-so. Who the hell am I? That's what should be considered every single waking moment. If you don't know, wake up every morning and say, Lord, God, I don't know who I am yet. Well, will you please help me to get on that path, and make sure that you go on the path of how the heck am I happy? And the best way to define that is who anyone who's listening to us, become selfish as hell. You are going to have to become so selfish and so self-absorbed till you get to that place that you know that you are absolutely confident about who you are. And that means having that relationship with God and becoming completely obsessed with it. And I mean completely. People are going to be mad. They're going to be upset because you're finally putting yourself first for a change. You're thinking about yourself for a change. And if you have children, those children must be included in yourself. They must become first. And then you have to pick and choose a time when you've got time for yourself. That is the best suggestion that I can give anybody in being on that path to finding out their purpose and fulfillment, and then absolutely exploring happiness as it's defined. That will bring you to your place of peace and success. That is absolutely important. When it comes to being misunderstood, I know we were switching gears on the topic of being misunderstood and people not understanding. If you have people in your space that misunderstand you, you know, and Monica, you and I were talking about this earlier, close friends and colleagues and things of that nature, if they're misunderstanding you, be very careful, because if they're not understanding you, then it's hard for them to respect you.
Right.
It's really hard for people to respect you if they're misunderstanding you and who you are. So don't involve yourself. That you may have to work with them. You may have other relationships or even close family relationships with people who really don't understand you. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart about it. But find activities and things that you know you enjoy and then get around those people who enjoy the same thing. That's why I always start at the base. For me, my foundation is praise and worship and prayer. I get lost. You know, Monica, I've done this for years. I find my people in my group and people who think like me, move like me. I don't care what city, what town I'm in. I go right to them folks. I go straight there, boom. Right there, let me find my support. Where you at? If they're not in that city or that town, I'm calling. Hey, guys, what's going on? What's up? Who's here? Yeah. Who's here? Because I need to know. And if you don't have a support group like that, get one. Get one and get at least five people that you know you can call on a daily, whether it's all night long or all day long, and until you understand and meet and serve that purpose. Because if you are misunderstood in your relationships and people are misunderstanding you, if you don't make that change, you'll get defined by that misunderstanding and become depressed and disraged. Not only that, eventually that misunderstanding not only leads to a great deal of disrespect, but now people are lying on you, lying on your intentions, lying on what you're trying to do, what you're not doing. And you could be going south and they're saying, oh, no, you're going north. You could be heading north. And, oh, no, you're going. I've seen them go south. And, you know, you were nowhere near the south. You understand? So you don't want that, you know, to be a part of those things like that. When you and I were talking about it, I forget which instance, but if you don't mind to share with our audience whatever you're comfortable with sharing about being misunderstood, you know, and even if that included me, because I recall misunderstanding you on a few occasions.
Let me tell you something. I've been, lately, this has just been a season of just, let's just misunderstand Monica. You might catch me at the wrong moment, catch me off guard, catch me outside. No, you may catch me off guard. I don't know. Again, sometimes when I'm in a state of being frazzled and I can't think clearly, which is what the enemy wants anyway, when I cannot think clearly and I'm trying to get through to the other side of something and people mm-hmm. come in, the first thing that they see, initially looking at me, I don't know what it is, I smile, I'm really non-confrontational, and I think, for me, I'm a great people's person. I love people. I can uplift and encourage, but there are those, for whatever reason, misunderstanding me, and they will put me in a box. They see, you know, this fluffy sister, and they go, oh, wait a minute, nope, she looks like she might get ready to cuss you out. Mm-hmm. Let's just take mm-hmm. it, you know, it's bad. I get misunderstood mm-hmm. even on certain jobs. Let's just talk about the jobs. I have to work extra hard in the workplace before I started doing the work from home sector, having to work from work, you know, outside mainstream or in some portion of corporate or medical America or corporate America. There's always a thing about big people. I had to compete the hardest. I had to be the best. I had to fight. I wore many a hat just to, you know, to be where I needed to be in my position and to hold my position. But that didn't mean that people didn't misunderstand me. They treated me differently. They spoke differently about things until they really, really got to know me and until I had to go, hey, wake up. This is me. This is who I am, and I have to show them that.
I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm sorry. Hold on for a minute, because the line actually dropped, guys. And we had a few people that fell off. I just saw that. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's pick back up and come back in. Give me a second.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Okay.